Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Welcome to the show. Thank you guys for listening to the show today. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call in to the show. let me know how you feel. Or if you're just calling in to say hello to me, I don't mind that either. Okay? Again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today, guys, is today is going to be one of those days. Guys, hang on for a minute. I'll be right back with you. So thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. Sorry for that brief intermission, but we're back. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. We're in on today's topic. Like I said, today was a great day weather-wise. I mean, tremendous day weather-wise. I hope you guys enjoyed your day. At work, and you're home safely, and you're sitting down, sitting back, relaxed, and listening to the show. Those who are listening via Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening in to the show. If you're on my show page right now, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, set that up however you want, where you can get email messages or text messages daily with show notes about the show. And also, if you have a Facebook account, you can follow us on Facebook. If you go into your account, go to the top of the page and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. Also, if you have a Twitter account, you can go into your Twitter account. You can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Okay? So that means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio at my show page, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. At 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. All right. So give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Okay? So here's the deal, okay? The title of the show today is Why Men, or Why Can't Men Take Trips with Their Friends? Why can't men take trips with their friends? Now, this is pertaining to men who have significant others. A significant other, or, you know, could mean a girlfriend or a wife, okay? And you know, I was discussing this with a few people today, and what was said is, here's what ladies say. The ladies say that they don't like for men to take trips with their boys or friends, so to speak, because they think that it's going to be women time. They think, you know, that men are going to go out there and just grab a bunch of women and have a big orgy or something. Okay? And you know, they think that that's all it's for. They think that when men take these trips, they take these trips to see women. You know? I mean, okay, some men may do that, right? Some women may do that. I think that's just a trust issue. That's simply a trust issue. And if you don't trust your woman, if you don't trust your man to take a trip with his or her friends without you sitting around pulling your hair out while they're gone, then you got a problem within your relationship. Okay? Now myself, I may try to throw a monkey wrench in there sometimes, but my wife take trips with her sorority sisters. They're gone for the weekend. And, you know, I don't have a big problem with that, because the trust issue is not there. My thing is that, okay, if women are going to take these trips and get after men while they're on these trips, which, that may be happening. I don't know that, but that may be happening. And if it is, then, what can I do about it? Okay? I can only sit around and contemplate until she gets back and maybe ask questions. If that's your problem, you need to ask questions. Try to find out. But I'm not the one to be calling every hour on the hour asking, what are you doing? Where are you at? What are you doing? Where are you at? What are you doing? Where are you at? That's not me. Okay? But because, the trust issue is not there. If I had a trust issue, then there would be a problem with taking a trip with girlfriends. There would be a problem. Now, you know, there are certain friends that your significant other may have that you would question them taking a trip together, okay? Some friends are not straight-laced, okay? Some friends are, that's their deal. Let's go here. When we go here, we're going to go here, and we're going to meet some people, all right? And that may be happening, all fine and good. But, leave that where it is. Be careful. Take care of yourselves. Because if a problem arises at home, then there's going to be a really big problem. Then the trust issue is there at that time. Men, when we try to take a trip with our guy friends, there's a big hoopla about it before you leave. There's a big hoopla about it while you're gone. There's a big hoopla about it when you get back. And that's again, that's a trust issue. Okay? That's a trust issue. So what you have to try to do is, if you do want to take a trip, and you don't have that trust issue, take your trip. No big deal. But it's, you know, here's the double-edged sword. They can take their trip with no problem. All right? I'm going on a trip with my girlfriends in a month. We're going here, and we're going to leave Friday. We'll be back Sunday. Okay? Now, turn it on the other side of the sword. Me and say, I'm going to take a trip with my boys, with my guy friends. We're going to leave in a month. We're going to leave on a Friday. We're going to come back Sunday. Oh, now it's a problem. We don't have the money for you to be taking a trip. Okay? That's first. That usually comes first. We don't have the money for you to be taking a trip. Okay, but, you know, we had the money when you took a trip with your girlfriend. But now, all of a sudden, when I want to take a trip, there's no money there. All the money's gone. We have no money in the account for you to take a trip. There's money there, okay? But it's not there for you to take a trip. But it was okay for her to take a trip with her girlfriends, no problem. But there's a problem when we try to take a trip. Okay, we're going to turn and we're going to go ahead and take the trip with no money, okay? But like I say, there's money. That's just something that they throw out there, okay? So we go ahead and take the trip with the guys, okay, yada, yada. Now, we get to where we're going with the guys, and on the way, there's a couple of phone calls. While you're there, there are a couple of phone calls. On your way home, there are phone calls. There's a problem when men take trips with their friends. Okay? There's a problem with your significant other, female, when you want to take a trip, man. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk about this. Why can't men take trips with their friends? Now, like I said, there's, you know, when men get ready to take a trip, there's no money. But when the women want to take a trip, they have all the money that they need. They have the checkbook at their disposal. I heard that today as well. One young lady said that when she go on a trip with her girlfriends, she's got the checkbook. Okay? But when he goes on a trip with his friends, she tell him, you can only spend this amount of money. Why is that? Why is there such a big difference? I mean, and you know there's a difference between men and women. But why is there such a big difference when they want to take trips, women, when we want to take trips, men? Why is there a big problem when we want to take a trip? You know? I mean, they're, you know, like I said, they're thinking that you're going to, you know, men are going to go and they're going to have all these women around them and they're going to have one big orgy. Okay? So why don't men think that about the women? Why don't men think that women are going to be out there, they're going to have all these men around, and they're going to have one big orgy? Okay? Because I'm sure that happens with men. I'm sure that happens with women. But there's a trust issue there. If you can't take a trip with your guy friends, but she can take a trip with her friends. Have a caller up on the line from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you up on the show. You're live with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
What's going on, Frank?
What's going on, bud?
Not much. I just want to tell you, you're the Rush Limbaugh of relationships, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Rush Limbaugh of relationship. Well, I tell you, it's an interesting topic, though, man. I think everybody goes through that. It's just part of life. Who don't go through it?
It shouldn't be a problem. If you don't have a problem with her taking the trip, then why should she have a problem with you taking a trip? I don't get that.
That's life, man. That's life. Don't be on a trip and don't answer the phone.
That's a big problem.
Ooh-wee. Oh, why you didn't answer the phone? Oh, we was downstairs in the bar, had a few drinks, and, you know, my battery was low. I just left my phone up there to be charged. They didn't have no charge in the bar. What am I going to do, go to the bar? Tell them, hey, man, plug my phone up for me. Are you kidding me? The battery died. So talking to you all the way down in, on the trip. The battery died. So, you know.
Yeah.
But you called him. Oh, we was in here dancing and didn't hear the phone ring. Okay. All right. So the next thing you do, you say you and your friends in there dancing and didn't hear the phone. Shit, that ain't going to fly. So.
Yeah.
What can you do,
yeah,
man? That's just part of life. It's just life, man.
I know it, man. I just wanted to put it out there because I was talking about it, and I said, man, that'll be a great topic for the show because it's a problem. It's a big problem, and some of the ladies that I was talking to gave some, you know, they were giving off the wall stuff, but like I said, you know, it's no problem for them to go, and they got plenty of money to go. But when we're ready to go, no money in the account, we broke as all get out, and, you know, and you can't go.
Hey, now let me throw a flip side on that. If you're not getting the phone call, maybe they're happy you go. Then you worry why you're not getting the phone calls. That's the flip side of that now.
So you know, I'm not calling every hour on the hour when she's awake. What's up with that?
Hey, man.
You know,
that's women's intuition. So what can we do?
Yeah.
You know,
you're right, but like I said, you know, it's a double-edged sword, you know.
Yeah,
we can't take those trips. We got to stay home. But
yes, sir.
They can take those trips. They can take those trips with no problem. And we just need to sit our butts at home and wait till she come back.
Well, look here, Roger, I'm going to let you go on that because you sleeping on the sofa tonight, brother.
That's
that.
I ain't on the couch tonight, bro. I appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you.
All right, talk to you later. All right.
So, you know, think about it that way. From, you know, what the caller said. If you don't get a phone call, you know, You're wondering why you're not getting a phone call. But I wouldn't be one of those people that's wondering why I wasn't getting a phone call. You know, I'd be the one that's egging on the other guys that are getting all the phone calls. You know, I'd be like, man, shut your phone off. You know, close it out. You know, I might throw it out the damn window. You know, who knows? You know, all I can say is so lopsided here. This subject is so lopsided that, you know, it's I don't even have the words for it, but it's so lopsided here. Women, the way they treat us with this situation is just totally, totally lopsided. It's really not called for. All right? It's really not called for. Because like I said, we're okay with them taking the trip. But when we get ready to take a trip, there's a big problem. Okay? A huge problem. Hey, look at this. Y'all remember the movie The Hangover, right? Okay? In The Hangover, the guy who was the dentist, okay, the guy that was the dentist, now, he was going with his friends to Vegas, with his guy that was getting married friend to Vegas, all right? His wife raised total hell about him going to Vegas, okay? He's the air guy. So, what was I saying? The guy from The Hangover, she raised hell with him about going to the going to Vegas with his friend. But then, all of a sudden, now that he's out there, I mean, they did some wild stuff. You know, they did some wild things. She was calling him every few minutes. He was the only one really getting phone calls. The other guys weren't getting phone calls. Even the guy who was getting married in a couple of days weren't getting the phone calls that he was getting. Okay? That's classic. That's a classic example right there. All right? So that's the thing, guys. Why can't men take trips with their friends? And that's why. Because the ladies or the women in their lives are totally, totally against it. They want to keep you home. They want to keep you close. They want to keep a close eye on you at all times, as much as they can. Unless you're at work, you know? So that's the deal, guys. I got about a minute left in the show. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Tune in tomorrow. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're going to have another tremendous topic tomorrow about something else, okay? So join me tomorrow, guys. And take care of yourselves. And it's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Good night.
You to see. I'm about to.